What was he saying? He's always stumbling and dropping things.
He's clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain...
simpleton, fool, idiot.
Is fool a taboo word?
No. I don't think so. It's not complimentary. Say, don't act like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
But you could easily use it. Say, he's just a silly fool, or he's just fooling around. Then that wouldn't be as derogatory as, my God, what a fool. Meaning he has bad judgment.
Mm-hmm. In some of the Bible belt, it says in the Bible somewhere, people call their brother a fool or in danger of hellfire.
Wouldn't use fool at all?
Uh-uh.
No, I didn't grow up with that prohibition. My mother didn't like us to call each other any sort of name, so we were not permitted to call each other mm-hmm. fool or idiot or stupid or dum-dum.
Do you use words like pendejo here?
Never heard it. Don't know what it means.
This is Spanish word. I got it around South Texas.
Never heard it. Might say he's a dope if he were really doing something dumb. My children would say, you dummy or you dum-dum if you did something bad.
What would you say about someone who had a lot of money but really hung on to his money?
He's a tightwad. He's a skinflint. Okay. I have other words for that, and I don't know what right now they are. I thought of another thing for dressed up. I probably wouldn't say dressed up except in my more formal discourse. Everybody that I know in my, say, educational and social class has more than one dialect. And we would, in speaking to strangers or to people we know more formally, we would use much more precise language. And to each other and to relatives and to people we grew up with, we would mm-hmm. be much more casual and informal. And I would probably say somebody was all dolled up. And I know that's what my grandmother would say, because mm-hmm. she said it to me yesterday. She says, what are you all dolled up for? You're just coming to dinner with the family.
Do you think of that as something associated with women more? I mean, to say,
could be men. No, men can be all dolled up. All tricked out is an old-fashioned term that I've heard many times, and that would be probably more for women. It wouldn't be exclusive, but it'd be much more likely to be used about a woman. All dooted up is equally male or female. Mm-hmm. Anybody who takes a lot of pride in his appearance, female or male, could be all dooted up, and it gets from doodad to doodeed almost in pronunciation. Well, I think that comes from dude, which is of course more Western. But I frequently say, what are you all dooted up for? If I meet somebody who is very definitely dress fit to kill and intentionally taking great pride in his appearance, and I want to know why, if it isn't immediately apparent where he's going.
When you use the word common about a person, what would that mean?
Well, it would probably mean lower class. Now, it would depend on the context, but if I say, oh, she's just common, she's just common folk, or common trash, maybe, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I would mean somebody without much breeding, somebody without much social grace. You wouldn't say it about a lady. You would. Mm-hmm. And there was a definite distinction between woman and lady when I was a child. It's gotten much more fuzzy lately, but I was very carefully taught that there were some women who were ladies, and there were other women who were women. And women who were ladies acted a particular way, dressed a particular way, talked a particular way, and were always white. There were, as far as I knew, no black ladies. And we always thought it was funny when a maid or somebody would say, well, a lady, the colored lady that works for Mrs. So-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think of her really being a colored lady. Thought they were being presumptuous in a way.
Do you still use the word lady?